to Mishlei, Perek Dalet. I'm going to read the Psukim to you from Pasuk Hei through Pasuk Tes. And what we have here, besides the Bir Hagra, which is quite complicated, as we shall see, I also have two segments from the Middle Ages. One of them is from the Sefer Malamed HaTalmidim, or Malmed HaTalmidim. Malmed means the driver that positions the plow when the yoke of the cows, or the whoever it is that are pulling the plow, they are guided by this thing called the Malmed. So this is the guide to the Talmidim, that which gives the Talmidim direction, or Malamed HaTalmidim. The Rabbi Yankov Rababa Mori Anatoli, he was the father-in-law of one of the Ibn Tibbans. He lives in around 1200. It's a long time ago. And the other shtickle is from a Talmud of the Rajba, Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'aib, from Parshas Baalotzcha, from his Droshos. And Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'aib, he has an Arichus Dvarim about a principle that is mentioned in quite a number of Svarim, and that is that when the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Akina v'hataiva v'hakavod, Maitzin es ha'adam min ha'olam, they are not necessarily negative midos all the time. There is an aspect of kina, an aspect of taiva, and an aspect of kavod which is also positive. So, but he goes into it at length, and it's very, a very nice thing to see. Let's look first at the psukim themselves. Pasuk hei, knei chochma, knei vina, al tishkach, v'al teit me imrei pi. You should acquire chochma, you should acquire bina. Mishlei always use these three terms, chochma, bina, and das. And chochma and bina you acquire. The Goyin is going to say that this alludes to the principle of kenei l'chochove. And the Goyin Shita is very fascinating, and he mentions it in a number of places. There is the chomer of Torah, the substance of Torah, what you see on the shelves. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and on and on. He says that is something that you have to acquire early on. You get the impression that this is something that a person could acquire on his own. You know the Shita of the Grub and Chomish L'Mikra and Esa L'Mishnah, chazering over and over and over again and memorizing everything. This is something you do on your own. Havana, you need a Chavrusa. And even though it says Asei L'cha Rav U'Knei L'cha Chaver, what happens if you cannot find a Rav that is going to be Chinam? So he says, you have to pay for the Rebbe too. I just want to make a parenthetic remark. So what about the phrase, Asei l'cha rav u'knei l'cha chaver? So in the original usage of the words, you don't necessarily refer to mominus. Asei l'cha rav means, even when the person is not an official Rosh Hashiva, and it also means, and this is very, very important, you can go to a shir. You can go to a shir for 5 years in a row, but that's not your Rebbe. The kinyonim in a Rebbe, and that's the phrase, Godol Shimusha Yoser Milimuda, because it defines Elisha Asher Yotzak Mayim. Elisha served Elio. Elisha served Elio. Elisha was the Talmud of Elio. When you see Asher Yotzak Mayim, you realize that the Yitzik Asmayim accomplishes something that learning itself cannot accomplish. The same thing is true of Yoshua. Yoshua bin Nun Nar lo yomish mitocha oel. So what do Chazal say about Yoshua? He was Mesadis Afsalim. It isn't merely a sign of his complete, his batlus, that he considers himself nothing. He was obviously the premier Talmud, and he was on the highest Madrega himself, and eventually becomes the Manik of Klal Yisrael. And Ribon Shom says to him, Kechol Asher Yisi Moshe Eya Imach. It's much more than that. It means the Mesadis Afsalim is so preoccupied with his Rebbe that even outside of the learning itself, he's Mesharis the Rebbe. Gadol Shimusha Yosem in Limuda is not because in the Shimush you're going to learn. That's true. And you're going to learn things that you may not see or notice in the Limud. Rosh Hashiva up on the pedestal is not the same when you watch him in his day-to-day life and you see the Kedusha and the Tara and everything else. His Hanhoga ben al Machaveiro, his Isvoidedus, you know, what a person could get from hearing the Tza'akas of the Chafetz Chaim when he was by himself in the room. Could you imagine? So if you were hearing a shiur of his, you wouldn't hear those tzaakas. Imagine what those tzaakas, those screaming and yelling and criticizing himself would do to a person who heard it. Koilu subrokim. Was wird sein mit dir? Was wird sein mit dir? God adores Marbitz Torah, the Gans Klal Yisrael, never says a word of Lashon Hara. Was wird sein mit dir? So it puts a shiver down everybody's spine when they hear such a story. Kal v'chaymer, if they heard the Chafetz Chaim himself. But it's much more than that. There's an inyan of being mischaber to a Rebbe. And by the Hasidim, you should know that this they were zoichet to this yisoid. And when it works, it's something that is wondrous. Wondrous. It's absolutely incredible. The achievement of a Talmud who is zoichet to be mischaber to his Rebbe. And you can have the opposite. You can have a person who hears shiurim and knows Torah, but there's no dveikus, there's no ischabus. That's aseh. Asiyah is a different level of kinyan. Aseh l'charav. Kenei l'chachaver is also such a notion. In the everybody knows that Rav Aaron Kotler spelled it out. But there is a tremendous question, why do they have to die just because they were not noye covered zeh bazeh? Right? They kula mesu perek echot, it's very noigeya, that's our tkufa now. And one of the reasons for the avelus, that is the sphere of sa'ayma tkufa. The Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, thousands and thousands of them, they all died in one period with a terrible misa, magefa. And why? Shaloi nahagu kovetz ebozeh. So Aaron Kotler points out that it's not pshat that it's an oynish for not being noye kovet. But the pshat is this is the next generation of Marbitzei Torah and Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva is the Gadol Hador. He's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He has thousands of Talmidim. Each one will branch out and eventually become the Rebbe of his Mokim. And the Torah that they will give over will be a warped, W-A-R-P-E-D, warped Torah. Why? Because the Kinyonei HaTorah are missing. And Memela, the development of that Torah has to be crumb, has to be somehow warped, poisoned, damaged. Why is it damaged? Because Lo Nahagu Kovet Zeh Bazeh. So I pointed out many, many times. The Pasuk says, Oz Nidberu Yireh Hashem Il Shel Reyehu. Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma Vayikosev Sefer Zikorein L'yireh Hashem L'chosh Veshmai. This year, for the first time, I noticed something about that pasuk. I must have dwelt upon that pasuk and delved into it 100 times, maybe more. Be'iyun. For the first time, I noticed something very interesting. But let's first speak about the Lashon Nidberu. Chazal say, Shnayim Sheyoshvim Va'oiskim Batayra. Right? The Shekhinah is with them. And they quote this Pasuk. And Nidberu is an interesting word. Because that form with the Nun at the beginning means a different level of communication and interaction. Dibru means I am here, you are there, and I'm talking to you. Nidberu means an interlocking of communication. A back and forth, a du-siach. That's Nidberu. Nidberu is a dialogue. When a Talmud is sitting with another Talmud, and they're chazering over the shir, or they're learning pshat in the Rajba, could be two reasons why they are chavrusas. One is because they have to make a compact. I need to talk to somebody. I'm going to go find someone, but he also needs to talk to somebody. So we make a deal. I'll talk to you, and in exchange, I'm willing, b'di'eved, that you should talk to me, and vice versa. So each one is looking for the sounding board. I'd rather do it pretty much very well. No, I don't mean when I'm giving shir. That wasn't it was not a sarcastic rikma. I mean, in the home, I talk out the whole sugya to my mirror image, as it were. Abba Lamaisa is missing. You know what that's missing? It's missing the criticism. I remember once I had a chavrusa. Every month in Kandonaj, he says, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's the best chavrusa. Best chavrusa. I'd say, what makes you say that? And he would try to knock it down, and I would try to defend it. And sometimes I would win, and sometimes I would lose. But that's the nekuda. That's harbi lomadati mechaveirai. What's lomadati mechaveirai? Right? Lomadati rabbi yoisa mechaveirai. So harbi yoisa merabbi say lomadati mechaveirai. How could that be? The chavi doesn't know 1/10 of what the Rebbe knows, no matter who he is. So how could it be that yoisa mechaveirai? The answer is because when you're hearing a shiur, you can't interrupt the Rebbe, and you can't ask the Rebbe the kind of way and question that you ask with that intimacy and that simplicity. And you have to wait till the end of shiur, and then there's a lineup of 20 people. V'chulei, v'chulei. And not only that, when the Rebbe says something, it's misinai. When you hear something misinai, you're frozen. You feel, what is there to say? I just don't understand, but avada, it's true. When you hear a chavrusa say something, you don't have any of that authority on top of you. So you say, I don't know what you're talking about. Or, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And when you hear something like that, you start thinking. And in that thinking, and in that dialogue, there's a tremendous accomplishment of Havana that you would not have otherwise. Reb Yeruchim Zichrono Livracha and Reb Naftali Trop were Chavrusas. And this is how they were Chavrusas. Reb Yeruchim would hold open a Rajba, and I guess then they would switch. But he would hold open a Rajba, and Reb Naftali would be mechavin to the kash of the Rajba. And if he wasn't mechavin, he would push him in that direction. It was mechavin to kasha. And then, what is the teretz? And he would give one teretz. Then he'd think, you know something? Nocha teretz. And then they'd see that both teretzim were in the Rajba. But this is a different kind of chavrusa than somebody wants to tell over his teretz and the other person has to listen. And mamela, there's a treaty. You can have a treaty between the Soviet Union and the United States. You know, it doesn't have to be between friends. A treaty is a treaty. So this compact is not nidbru, it's dibru. Dibru. Dibru is shel riayu, there's no vayakshiv Hashem vayishma. It's the truth. Because the concept of chaverim is to be moitzi toira mefayara, toira shel emes, toiras emes. And memela, when these people were not noye kovetze bazeh, they didn't appreciate what the other person had to say, what the other person had to offer. They are Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. By the way, that also explains why the Gemara uses a Lashon that minimizes the number. Every time, you know, imagine that there's a crowd of people at a rally, and you want the report of the rally to be substantial. So everybody exaggerates, but let's say that it's the right number. So you say there are 100,000 people there, right? Who's going to say that there were 50,000 pairs of people? So the answer is because there's no such thing as a pair. But even when there's a chavrusa shaft, why should I mention pairs when I can make the number larger and say 24,000 instead of 12,000 pairs? The teretz is the umglik, the tzara was in the pairs. That tzara was in the chavrusa shaft. That's why it says 12,000 pairs. So lo nagu kovetz abazed, the Torah that they were mechadish, the Torah that they developed from the shiurim of Rabbi Akiva, was a damaged Torah. Was an incomplete Torah. It was a Torah that was going in the wrong direction. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you forgive me for using a very colloquial phrase, an almost slang expression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. Yeah. That's what Rav Aaron says. Doesn't use that phrase, but that's what he says. And they had to be replaced by a few Talmidim. But these Talmidim were the Amudei Olam that became the next level of Masaira and brought the Torah of Rabbi Akiva to the rest of history. That Pasuk, Oz Nidri Hashem, this year, I'm looking at the Pasuk. And I realized that I missed something. It says that a sefer was written. It should have said it was written ba sefer liyirei Hashem. Like it says, for example, that the various accomplishments of the king or of the emperor were written in the sefer divrei hayomim. Like it says at the end of Megillas Esther, right? Bis sefer hayomim ledivrei malchei modai uforas. Right, Halohim Ksuvim, the Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Why is it Bis Sefer or Al Sefer? It's the same thing, Bis Sefer or Al Sefer, because there's a Sefer, and the Sefer is a chronicle that starts from who knows when, And when the time comes, and there's a certain episode, it's like a chapter in a much larger sefer. When he called, when he balayla hu nodod shnas hamelach, he's asking not for many sfarim, he wants one sefer. And then they mish the blatter in the sefer, and turns out, Gibakuk, it came to the page of the Maisa that Mordechai saved Achashverosh from Big Sunder Samish. Here it doesn't say it was written in a sefer. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sefer where he records all of the Chiddushei Torah. It says that he writes a sefer. It means that each and every one of those Chavrusah Shafts and each Chiddush Torah becomes a sefer b'fnei atzmai. It's an amazing idea. And you know why? Because Torah's emes does not have a gvul of where it goes. It becomes an entire sefer. That's bina, lahavin dava mitoich dava. But it has to start out with Torah's emes. But if it's Torah's emes, an entire sefer is being written. And the truth is, look at any of the sfarim that we have. You have a Rambam. Fine. The entire Rambam, from time to time, various meisters, various agendas, whatever it is, you know, to learn Rambam every day or whatever, they print the entire Rambam, just the text of the Rambam. It's in one volume, and it's not such a big sefer. Then you take the Rambam, and you open up a regular Rambam, the ones that are the standard Rambam that's printed, with the Magid Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the Migdalois, and from time to time, the Ritvaz, and the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech, Ein Kleinigkeit. Huge, huge chalokim of Mishnah Lamelech. All of a sudden, from one volume, becomes six volumes, or seven volumes. And then, of course, if you would want to go to the Mafteach of the Maduris Reb Shapsi Frankel, and, you know, an amazing thing happened even with the Mafteach. The earlier volumes, they had a smaller staff, and they had less notes. So when they published it, there were references where this Rambam is mentioned and what they talk about, but they're manageable. The later Sfarim, they got much more sophisticated, and they started using the computer much better. And all of a sudden, in every entry, you could spend your life. So, somebody once asked me about a certain Indian, so I said, take a look at the Mafteach. He calls me back hysterical. He says, I'll never find what I'm looking for. One Rambam, five volumes, 100 volumes, 1,000 volumes. If they would print out all of that, it'd be 1,000 volumes. The Shulchan Aruch, you know what the Mechaber was supposed to be? What is the Shulchan Aruch originally meant to be? A Chazarashir. That you should be able to learn the tamtzis of the Torah, according to his understanding, according to Beis Yosef's understanding, the tamtzis of the Torah in Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. All four chalokim, Arichayim, Yeridayev, and Ezechai Shemishpat, 30 days. What happened to the Shulchan Aruch? Suddenly there's a Ramah. Now what happened to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? Suddenly there's a Magen Avraham and there's a Taz. And then suddenly, and before that the Tur, the Beis Yosef, Ein Kleinigkeit, and the Bach, and the Drisha, and the Prisha. And the Drisha and Prisha and Choshen Mishpat in the Shulchan Aruch writes a Sma. And then the Chalkas Mechoykek and Evan Ezer, and Azei Vaitan, 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 Beis Shmuel. And then there's the Bir Hagra, and every Bir Hagra you could spend a day. Every line in the Bir Hagra you could spend a whole day. And Kulei Haifa Ulai. What does it mean? It means that one line, this morning I spoke about Kiddush B'Makam Sa'uda. Do you know how much Torah there is on Kiddush B'Makam Sa'uda? It's unbelievable. It starts out with a line in the Gemara, basically. A machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds, you don't need Kiddush B'Makam Sa'uda, and Shmuel says, you need Kiddush B'Makam Sa'uda, and that's how we pass. And how much is it in the Rambam? Also a couple of lines. And from that became a Torah, you could learn about Kiddush Makam Suda for a week. We could sit here for an entire week. And we would just scratch the surface. But what's the pshat? That each line is really a sefer. It is. As Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem. It's very interesting also. Why the Lashon Yirei Hashem? It should have been Oz Nidbru Laim De Torah. Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem. Because Reish is Chochma is Yirei Hashem. Reish is Chochma Yirei Hashem. In fact, take a look in the Malmed HaTalmidim of Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Abba Mori, Zichrono Lebracha, and he says in the middle of the paragraph, he says, "V'kara b'makam hazeh liyira shamayim reishis chokma." You see it? It's mamish the middle of the paragraph that begins Shloisha Psukim Eilef. You have it? So go down a little bit more than halfway, or halfway, where the line begins with the word Toiv. You see it?
Yeah.
And three words into it, V'kara b'makam hazeh liyira shamayim reishis chokma, Moshe Amar b'feirush reishis chokma yiras Hashem. The Nikra B'Shem Reishis, why is Yiras Hashem called the beginning of Chochmah, he asks. So this is his explanation of it. L'fi HaTzayrich La B'Hakdima L'Chol HaAdam. Why? L'fi Adam Ein Le Chochmah Ela Acha HaLimud Ma'at Ma'at B'Limud HaHu Tzayrich Zman U'L'fi Kach Tzayrich LaHakdim HaYira Shlo Yamoy B'Loy Eloika B'Terem Yasik HaChochmah. It's an amazing pshat. He says, you know why you need Yira before Chachma? Because it takes time to gather Chachma. And if the Chachma is going to give you Yira, what will you do b'nogeya, your sense of Hashem and your fealty to Him, before you gather that Chachma? And the answer is, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. That's why, by the way, you know, they have the little kinderlach. And here again, I think the Hasidim do a much better job. But the little kinderlach, we drum into their heads, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. And make a bracha, Yingala. Make a bracha, Sprinza. And this is Yiras Hashem before they know bichlal what they're doing in the world. You'll wait till later, and already the person is full of sfeikus, full of Gashmius, the void that has been established, if it's not filled from the very beginning, then the person himself becomes a very shvera baldover to be mekabel Torah and Chochmah. So that's what he says. In the time that it takes to acquire Chochmah, sometimes because somebody's a child, and sometimes because a person hasn't acquired anything and he's starting to learn, he has to be given a major dose of Yiras Shamayim. That's his first pshat. What's his second pshat? Va'oid, kila loimdeho yotzu sfeikis rabois umavuchais. Anyone who learns is full of doubts and confusions, and he has a lot to think about. It's einoy doime if he starts with the premise, an absolute steel-like given, that Sefana Nebishtav developed, and he's the noisen ha-Torah, and this is his Torah that I have to understand. And if a person has doubts and he doesn't have that foundation, and that's what he says. L'fikach ha'yira ha'kodemis v'ha'kavua b'libam megino al ha'chochma ki kedimasa tachriya v'tata ha'sveikus ha'im la'avoydas Hashem u'la'avosai k'mo she'amru kol she'yiras chetoy kodemis l'chochmosai chochmosai miskayemis. I wanted just to be moisif that maybe it's a play on words, maybe not, and that concept of chochmosai miskayemis, normally we understand it to mean that if a person has Yira before his Chochmah, he will retain his Chochmah. But maybe the Pshat is also, and you might even find that in Sfarim, that Chochmasa Miskayemis means it's a genuine Chochmah, and it's Nidru Yira Hashem Ishal Re'eu, because it's Yira Hashem Yirasei Kodemes, then Vayikosef Sefer. Because the Miskayemis means that it's worth preserving, and it remains, and Memela, we build upon it throughout the generations in the Derech of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that is all written down by the Ribbono Shel Olam Kevayochol. V'yira Hashem ul'choy shvei shmo. It's very remarkable. The whole enterprise of learning, for whom is the Sefer written? For those who are Yirei Hashem v'choy shvei shmo. No one else is allowed to enter the portals of Limud HaTorah. And if anyone does, who does not have that Hakdama, there is no doubt that the Torah is going to be absolutely worthless. You'll ask me Acher and all of these other inyonim, but Lemaisa, that's not our agenda right now, is Bechlal not Akasha. So let's go now back to the Pasuk. Knei Chochma, Knei Vina. So we speak about Knei L'Chochaver. because it's really a kinyan. It isn't simply a contract. And the difference between a kinyan and a contract is infinite. And that's nidberu, the dialogue. I need you because I need you, not because I need you to listen to me. And that is kenei chokhma kenei bina, al tishkach val tat me imre pi. Don't forget my Torah, don't forget my commandments, and don't veer from them. What's the difference between shikha and netiyah? Shikha means that you forgot them, but netiyah means you know them, but you're veering in the wrong direction. Now, the next pasuk says, al tazveha, if you do not abandon her, v'sishmerecha. Ehaha veha v'sitzrecha. And if you love the Torah, then it will protect you. I just want to make an observation about a Rambam. I would like to share this thought with you because it's a very important thought. The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Isurei Bia has a series of halachos about being misrachek from arayus. And the Abizrayu, not Maisa Erva itself, Chas V'Shalom, but all of the subtleties that make a person inclined eventually to Erva. Now, you all know that there's a concept of Asus Yogla Torah. The Avos, the Reb Noson, right there at the beginning, on the words of Asus Yogla Torah, point out that the Torah itself makes a Syog for its own Torah. And an example of that is Lo Sikrevu Legalos Erva. What is Lo Sikrevu? Don't even draw near. And the same thing that we say by the Nazir, Schor Schor Aminon L'Nazir L'Karmel L'Sikrav, don't even go near the vineyard. Because if you're in the vineyard, the Nisayon to take the grapes will be very strong. So stay away from the vineyard. The Torah is telling you, stay away from women. Avoid Chibuk V'Nishuk. Avoid even the possibility of contact. Because that contact is going to surely lead you to do the worst. So the Torah has a law of Chibuk V'Nishuk to protect the Isur B'Chiyuv Misa, or Kares, of the Arayus itself. So the Torah sometimes has a Siyog to its own precepts. The Rambam then says that the Isurim of Yichud and the Isurim of Istaklus and so on are further Siyogim. And this is the Lashon HaRambam. Ein lecha dova v'chol ha-Torah kula shu kosha l'roif ha-om lifresh ela min ha-arayos v'ha-biyos ha-asuros. He speaks about rov ha-om. He's not talking about assimilated Jews. No, I'm serious. The Rambam is not saying that since most Jews are assimilated, they have these problems. No. And the proof? Amru chachomim, b'shoa shenitztavu Yisrael al ha'arayis, bachu, they cried. The kiblu mitzvah zu betar umas ubechia. They were very, very antagonized. They were not happy campers. Why do we have to have all these stringencies that we were permitted before? And it says, Shenemar boicha lemishpachal sav. Lemishpachal sav means not family by family, because what's the point family by family? All gathered together in little groups and started to cry on top of each other's shoulders. If they're crying, they're crying. What is lemishpachal sav? Al iske mishpacha. Concerning family purity, family matters. By the way, I need to make a parenthetic remark over here. The Gemara tells us, Masechta Shabbos, this is a mitzvah that kiblu aleihem besimcha from the beginning. Vayas Avram Mishte Godol, Vyom Higomel, Hei Gimel Mol, Mishte Godol, kiblu aleihem besimcha, Adayin Hei Moisen Oisai besimcha. Everybody rejoices. All right, this Tzara de Yanuka, so Shail if you make Shechayonu, v'chula, but it's a tremendous moment of joy. Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem, not v'simcha, but with tarumis, al iskei mishpacha, boichim, adayin, there's still a problem that it's not v'simcha. Now, just a moment. What's not v'simcha?
So the Gemara says a phrase, lek the leka ksuba de loirami batigra. There's rarely a ksuba that doesn't have a fight between the mechutanim, between the two tzedadim. So I have a very simple question. If somebody would ask for a moment in the life cycle of a Jew that's joyous and that's exciting, wouldn't we all point to a chasana? Isn't a chasana the most wonderful moment? Everybody's dancing and everybody's singing and everybody's slapping everybody else on the shoulder, mazel tov, and the chasana is beaming and the kala is radiant. I mean, where can you find a more happy moment and a more joyous moment? What does the Gemara mean? And then I have another question, which is a bigger question, really. Ksuba is a business thing. Enochanami. But how does that reflect that they're not mekabel besimcha? When the mekabel besimcha issue is the issue of chasana, it's the issue of arayas. So what does the Gemara mean? Because originally they were not happy with arayas, they're still having problems with the ksuba. Ma'inyan, if you'll pardon today's parsha. Ma'inyan shmita etzel arsina. It's true, ksuba has to do with chasanas. But they're still worlds apart. The chasana is a tremendous simcha. What's the pshat? Not only that, a shidduch is a tremendous simcha. So what are we talking about? What does the Gemara mean? So to tell you the truth, sometimes you life has to be your Rebbe to give you a pshat or give you a teretz. You won't find it in the Sefer. You'll find it in real life. So you have two mechutan, and they're planning the wedding. And the wedding, where is the wedding? So this one says they want it in a fancy hotel. And the other one says, I can't afford a fancy hotel, but let's make it the Kavadik in a regular hall, in a simple hall. The difference between the two in price is double or triple. The other one says, you know, I married off all of my children in that hotel. And that's what's expected of me. So the other one says, you want to pay for it? No, we go 50-50. Well, 50-50, I'm not going for that hotel. So, 10 minutes later, if they're lucky, they're in Bez Din. Most likely what happens, and listen to this, what happens is that the parents of the, I'm not going to say the mother, because it's not always the mother, but the parents of the chosen talk to the chosen. You know what kind of family you're going into? You know what kind of cheapskates? And the other one says, you know what kind of family you're going to? My tochter, I'm mamish scared to death for you. You're going into a place that they have no concern for anybody. They just want covet. Yeah? Anyhow, the chosen, the kala, they meet and they start talking. And the chosen says, you know, Lemaisa, my parents are right. The kala says, what do you mean your parents are right? My parents can't afford it. Don't you have any sensitivity? In Metamol, the problem of the parents suddenly filters down. But this is nothing. Imagine the following scenario. The following scenario. The tablecloths. They have to be yellow. So the other one says, I was really thinking more light green. Says, why does it have to be yellow? Because all the gowns are yellow. The gowns are yellow? We never spoke about the color of the gowns. Yellow is beautiful. What's the problem with yellow? Problem with yellow is that we have gowns from the previous chasna that are light green. Mitamo velta machloike flowers. No flowers at the chuppah. Why no flowers at the chuppah? I don't like it. I like a simple chuppah. The other one says, a different scenario, a different couple, a different family. Flowers? I want a chuppah made of flowers. And I say, get this ahin and sarik and sarik and ahin. This is my simchol yom, Rav Isa. You know that. My simchol yom. I get, you know how many times my talmidim have called me in 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. Yes, it's with emails. Rebbe Ratavit, but that my parents are dragging me into a machloikis with my kala, which I don't want.
Ratovit, save me. And they were for you. Well, the Maisa with the lady that I told you, a Talmud comes in, he says, my mother is here, Rebbe, and I'm scared for you. That's what he said. I'm scared for you. So I said, what are you scared? Because she's fuming. Really? Did I do anything? She said, no, but you're the Masada Kedushin, she has to talk to you. So I was masking to be his Masada Kedushin. She comes, she meets me outside the door, outside the building, and she says, Rabbi, I'm a feminist. So I said, okay. You're writing the Ksuba, right? So I said, right. So you're going to write, my son is the son Ben Yitzchak, and her name was Malka, Ben Yitzchak, imagine, Umalka. And the truth is that I really would have preferred that you write just Ben Malka. But she's a generous person, and she understands that there may be other concerns or issues. Yitzchak Umalka. So I say to her, this was Mamash Amatona from Shamayim, because I can't explain it otherwise. I say to her, you know, I think in principle you may have a point. I can't say you have a point, because I think that she's crazy. but I said, you may have a point. But there's only one problem. She says, really? What is it? You know, she's Mamash. So I say, because you know, when we make a Mishaberach for Chayla, we mention the mother's name. That's how we use a mother's name in our circles. Put it in the Ksuba. It's like Al Tiftach Pel with Sutton. You know what that means? She says, Rabbi, you're so right. And she ran away. It's Billy Blythe. Interessant. It's about Dreistar Kop. There's a ksuba that we have from Shonim Kadmoniyo. It's the same Nusach for 1,000 years. And you're going to go make an Esek here. First Dreistar Kop. But what about the flowers? And what about the tablecloths? And what about the weird, the hotel this or the hotel that? You know what the answer is? The answer is like this. If I know what Kedushin is, and I understand what it means, a zivuk. I'm not talking about Kabbalah here. I'm talking about the basics, the aleph beis. And I know what it means to be boina abayis godol v'nem and b'Yisrael. And I know that I am now creating a new branch for Klal Yisrael. At a nitzchias dikazach, nothing matters except for the essence of the kedushin. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter when. Because in the final analysis, that's one night of a few hours and nothing more. And all those hachonis are, you should forgive me, shtusim v'havol. And I'll tell you something else. If it was up to me, Lamashal, and I'm making a chasana, and it's completely up to me, or someone's willing to listen to me, and he's making a chasana. So there's an inyan of a band. So maybe we have this thing that we want a one-man band, and that's all. It's good enough. You can't even tell the difference. The music is anyhow so loud that nobody can think, nobody can talk. Lashon Hara, they can still manage to squeeze in. But anything like Divrei Torah, anything, you can't even hear yourself talking. And the bottom line is that it's a problem in its own right. But let's assume an Edela band. So I'll go for a one-man band. Let's say you want to have a band, a 10-piece band. To my mind, and don't ask me kashas that from Shulchan Aruch and from this and from that and from the players, the goyim, it makes no difference. You want a place that's Bikdusha Vitara, you want them to play the right kind of music, and you want the people who play the music to be Erlich Yidin. You know what a difference it makes? The chasas that we had, every one of the players was an Erlich Yid. Everyone was one person. But everyone was an Erlich Yid. Actually, the first chasna, my own chasna, we had a band. But once I came into the picture and I could be Machria, that's it. And it's the same with everything else. There's an Edelkeit. Comes now to Kibudim. There's six... No, but listen. There's six Rabbonim sitting in the front. Who's the Masada Kedushin? The Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, or the Rav. Fine. Comes to read the Ksuba. Who can read the ksuba? They can't read. So you have to give it to a Rav. Or a Rosh Yeshiva. First bracha is mechubad, the Zayda. So far we're doing okay. The next bracha, Uncle Max. The next bracha, Uncle Eli. The next bracha, the great uncle, Shimon. All the Rosh Yeshivas are sitting there. And Max gets a bracha, and Shimon gets a bracha. Kam, but say, can a nice kind of elder. And obviously there is nothing there except for the fact that they're related. That's a bizoyan HaTorah, Rabbi say. Now the Teretz is, the Hasagas are what they are because they are not what they should be. That's the problem. The problem is you don't understand what is Iker and what is Tafel. No one understands what's happening in front of their own eyes. That's the pshat of the Chazal, Lekuk Suba Deloirami Vatigra. Because it means like this. If you understood what it means, Shalom Bayis, and you understood what it means to create a new mishpacha, and you understood what Kiddushin is, there could never be a machloikis about money. Because what's money? What's the difference? It's only when the person reduces the event to the mundane and to the secular and to the gashmi that you can have these kind of machloikis. When the Gemara saw, when the Balei HaGemara, the Chachmei Chazal, saw that you could reduce yourself to these kind of petty concerns and ruin shidduchim and have major machloikis which sometimes last for 10 years or forever. That's because Baichel Mishpachosav. There's a shayrish to that. That lack of comprehension does not exist by a bris mila, interestingly enough. A bris mila, mevelt ayid. It's interesting. It's a mentality. It's amazing. Most of the time, I mean, you could argue about the color of the balloons. You could. But Vice says that in the time of Chazal, at least, could be we graduated. But in the time of Chazal, they didn't have balloons and they didn't have this problem. Everybody seemed to be happy. It's interesting. It's interesting. What?
No invitations.
No invitations.
No handler invitations.
The person on the one side of the Chosin Tzad says monograms. The other one says no monograms. Raised lettering. No raised lettering. We invite all of our friends, Chosin's friends. You have 200 friends. I'm not paying for 200 friends. You want to pay for 200 friends? Pay yourself. When I say Gaita Sahin and Sarik and Sarik and that's all in Plekuk Suba Delorami Batigra. It's left after the Suba. That was just the point. Now let's go back to this Rambam. The Rambam is Nerivoy. He says, Aliskim Baikul Mishpachosav. For Amru Chachamim Halacha Yutes, it's the last Perik in Isurabiyah. It's very easy to find. Perik Chav Beis. But it's the last Perik. So the Rambam says in Halacha Yutes, this Chav Aleph is the last Halacha. That's where I'm headed. For Amru Chachomin Gezel va'arayus nafshoi shal odam mis'aver lohem u'macham dosam. Very interesting, Gezel. Who would imagine the taiva for Gezel is the same as the taiva for arayus? Taiva for arayus is almost uncontrollable in certain people. Taiva for Gezel? So I says Chazal understood better. Because Gezel doesn't mean that you put a gun to a person's head and say, give me all your money. Mm-hmm. And Gezel is a big, big parsha. A big parsha. Gezel va'arayus nafsho shel odam mis'av elohem u'mecham dosam ve'ein ata moitzei kohol b'chol zman u'zman she'ein bohem prutzim ba'arayus v'biyos asluris v'odam r'chachomim roiv b'gezel miut ba'arayus v'hakoil ba'avak loshen hara l'fikach roi loy lo'odam lokuf yitzroi b'dobar zeh ולהרגל עצמי בקדושה יסירה ובמחשבה טהירה ובדעה נכונה כדי להינצל מהם. I was always pointing out that there are a lot of things that a more modern olam thinks there's nothing wrong with. The emison is that they are inherently no good. First of all, bitul Torah. Secondly, the hischabrus to these things, you're definitely going in the wrong direction and you are violating the yesoides of social relationships that the Rambam establishes in Hilchos Deis. Derech Le'odom, right? That they should be mushpa from their environment. And they join and they band together with people who are their like, and they are influenced by them. So if you're mischaber to tzaddikim, you can become a tzaddik. If you're mischaber with rishoyim, you become a rasha. The deos and the hashkofes and all the things and all the schmutz that goes on in the world, it's very hard to say, I'm willing to expose myself to it, but I'm not going to be influenced. It's almost impossible. Whatever it is, whether it's going to movies or even a lot of sports. Sports is a very, very iffy kind of thing. Because when you have a moshchos and he's your hero and you put his picture up on the wall, you are in big trouble. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about kids, you know. You know, when you start memorizing batting averages, you know that you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Finished. If a person wants a moment of relaxation and it's min ha'sofa l'chutz completely, maybe one ought to try to find sources of relaxation that don't have that sam associated with it. This exposure to the world idea is very complicated. But one thing is crystal clear to me, that the Rambam says, lahargil atzmai b'kedusha yisera, that in no way can anyone suggest that that's margil atzmai b'kedusha yisera. And sooner or later, you have to have consequences. Machshava tahira uvedeya nechona kedei lihinotzel mehem. V'zoher min hayichud shehu agoyrim hagodol. Gedolei chachomim hayo'omrim l'talmideihem yizharu bi mipnei biti, yizharu bi mipnei kalosi. They tell a maisa of Abelia Lapian when he was probably in his 80s. So he nearly jumped out the window because of a potential of yichud. So someone asked him in a moment, he was astonished. He says, Rebbe, kenai nahara, you're already higia legvuras. And the lady was almost her age also. And she wasn't. I'm not going to finish the sentence. So you know what he said, or he's reported to have said? He's reported to have said that the Yetzer Hara is so strong that he can make me young and her beautiful. That amazing thing, Rebbe Elia Lapian. Now imagine the amount of avoda in his lifetime that Rebbe Elia Lapian put in, and where his mind is, and where his heart is, and where his neshama is. And such a person should be absorbed, almost obsessed, with the fear of the Yetzer Hara's koyach. It's an incredible indictment. Because the bottom line is, we're nowhere near that madrega. Present company excluded. L'maisa, it's a madrega that only the greatest can achieve in a lifetime of avoda. So you'll tell me, somebody once told me, I have a friend who's a Meir de Galetz. He says, the reason I don't try to achieve any possible madregas in Avodas Hashem is because I don't want the Yetzer Hara to chase after me. Because anyhow, he's got a very big tzaddik. He just likes to make a lot of jokes. Anyhow, so he says like this, the last Rambam. Listen to this. V'chein yinhoig, and this is my point. L'esrachik min haschoik u'min hashichrus u'midivrei agovim. One of the biggest klolos of our time, and I don't know how to deal with it. And the remarkable thing is that my own personal talmidim, they have no shaychus to it because they had it and they threw it in the garbage. But a lot of the people who grow up in chadorim and in yeshivas and by the chassidish, it makes no difference almost. And there's this exposure, all you got to do is turn on the radio. And they have the nivulpeh and the schmutz that's there. I mean, I'll tell you the truth, I only know it by hearsay. But, I had a meridik amaisa. And I was chayke v'dayrish, Baruch Hashem, the light turned by the time I finished my chakira. But I was chayke v'dayrish, what to do? I'm stopping in the hot summer by a red light, and my windows are closed, and the air conditioning is on. So there's nothing more I can do. Next to me, pulls up on the side. We're both waiting for the light to change. The car is wide open, and the car is vibrating. It's not vibrating. It's jumping up in the air, jumping up and down like this. And it's blasting away, and it's what they call a rapper. there's a rapper. In 20 seconds of trying to figure out what to do, I heard more Nivul Peh than I had heard in my entire life. I'm not joking. And I'm saying to myself, this is what our kids are exposed to? I was ready to chalf. Now the question is what to do. Now that means I should have pulled forward. But I mean, I could get killed. And from the, I mamish didn't know what to do, but Hashem, the light changed. And he took off. Every once in a while, you know, we live on Avenue J, but I give my shiurim in Harlem. I mean, in the Dominican part of Harlem, of the upper, of Washington Heights, right. You know, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, but it used to be the drug capital of America. But anyhow, they are also very, very prust, and they have a different standard of tznius than B'nai Yisrael. You know, and it's not like the Pakistanis either. So Lamaisa, you go in the street, and it's Neurevoy. But finally, I get into the shir, and it's very hot. We open up the windows. And Baruch Hashem, once in a while, there's a fire truck. Once in a while, there's an ambulance going by. Can't let them at that. Then there's a car that passes by. Is it red light? And Vaita, the car is vibrating. The room is vibrating. My gemaras are jumping up and down. And you have Siddach Noyla V'ayim. The Baruch Hashem, I say to Talmid, the Baruch Hashem, it's in Spanish. But what should I do? I speak Spanish. Abba Siddach Mamish Noyla V'ayim. Noyla V'ayim, Rabbi say. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Yisrachek min aschoik min ashirchus mi divrei agovim. You know what divrei agovim is? Words that have to do with love and physical relationships. V'hamevin yovin. That's divrei agovim. V'yisrachek mi divrei agovim. She'elu garmim gedoilim. V'hei malos shel arayis. Malos doesn't mean pluses. It means the stepping stones. This is how you get to arayis. If you're married, you have Tara Yisera. Oh, then he writes, G'doyla Mizois. Now this is what I wanted to tell you. We just managed to scratch the surface. We're going to go back next time to the Chibur. But he says the following words, and I want you to listen very carefully because I hold that there's a Gevaldika Yisoid about Torah here. About Torah. He says, G'doyla Mikol Zois. Omru. Yifana atzmai umachshavtoi ledivrei Torah. He should veer away from all of this shtus, the schoik, the agovim, all of the stuff that brings him la'arayis eventually. He should remove himself and his mind and his thoughts to divrei Torah. The yarchiv daitoi b'chokhma. Chokhma gives a certain achovas hadas that allows you to see the pettiness and the absurdity of things, and it makes it much easier for you. Because if you machshiv something, you're attracted to it. And if you denigrate something and you realize it's shtus v'hevel, that's why kol litzanusa asura chutz melitzanusa da'avay dezor. So he says, but then he says as follows, she'ein machsheves arayus misgaberes elo b'leiv ponui min ha'chochma. So if you fill your heart with chochma, there really isn't room for the arayus. Now the Rambam says, up to this point, what did the Rambam say? If you have good thoughts, you won't have straight thoughts. If you fill yourself with Torah, there won't be room for the shtusim and havolim that bring a person to arayis. And all that is eminently logical. Now the Rambam says as follows. U'bachochma hu oimer, ayeles ahovim v'yal aschein, dadeho yirvucha b'chol eis, ba'avosa tishget amid. What does the Rambam want from this pasuk? The Pasuk says that the Torah is beautiful, desirable, a love object, something that nurtures you. Basically, he's describing it like a woman that's beautiful. So I'll tell you what I think is the pshat of the Rambam. Everybody has in him, if he's normal, an instinct for a woman. You should forgive me. There's the taiva is a natural phenomenon. They wanted to be mevatel the yetzahara of arayis, and not even the chickens laid eggs. That's what the Gemara says.
the whole yesod of arayis in the end, and I think that's why it was boichel mishpachosav. How can you stifle a most fundamental and natural instinct? So the Rambam says, you don't stifle it. You channel it. You direct it towards Torah. Because Torah can be beloved. And that's a remarkable idea. And that's what I wanted to tell you in this pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Al ta'azveha v'sishmerecha. If you don't abandon her, it will keep you, it will preserve you. Ehaveha v'sitzrecha. What's ehaveha? What does it mean to love? So you say love means, you know, like you love Hashem. What does it mean to love? According to the Rambam, to love means to love. The love means to love. You know, there are times when a person is so excited about the words of the Rambam, or the Shulchan Aruch, or an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, or whatever it is, that he grabs the sefer that he's holding, and he gives it a kiss like you never saw. What's the pshat? Why a kiss? Why doesn't he say Yashikoyach? Why doesn't he... No, I'm serious. Why doesn't he simply say... Because people want a kiss. There's a certain instinct in a person that he wants to physically embrace the object of his love. And it's interesting that in the Minhagim, when you take out a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, you're supposed to chase after it. Most people don't, and it's a pellet to me. There's a big shul, and people, you know, sometimes sit far away, so it's hard. And you know who does a much better job of it? The Sfardim. The Sfardim go crazy. And when a person takes out the Torah, everybody runs over to him to give him a Yashikayach, like he did something really tremendous. It's an incredible thing to watch. From time to time, when I used to give shiurim in Bet Torah, so I used to observe this in front with my own eyes. They come running over, and the idea that he got a kibbutz, doesn't matter who he is and no matter how often he got it. It's mamish like somebody would give him $1 million. You're supposed to run over to the Sefer Torah. And you're supposed to be mechabit the Sefer Torah. You're supposed to be menashik the Sefer Torah. What is this business? It's germ. Somebody told me. I can't do that. It's germ. And I'll tell you something that's very interesting. You know the old joke. As megit mit mayo und mekush mit hand. It should be the other way around. Megit mit hand and mekush mit mayo. Person goes up to the Sefer Torah, touches it like this, and then touches it. If you're in love, that's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. You want to grab the Sefer Torah almost out of the hands of the person that's carrying it to the bima. What are you doing with my Torah? That's what you want. And that's the emes. That's really the emes. Thus meant, when we speak about cheshka satayra and ava satayra, we're talking about something very visceral. Very deep, deep down in our id, if whatever you want to call it. It is a fundamental instinct of the oyev to embrace and to kiss. That's the truth. That's how we are made. That's a remarkable thing. And you know something? When a yid has true avas Yisrael, when he has true avas Yisrael, he has the same feeling about a yid, because a yid is also a sefer Torah. A yid is also the tzelem alikim, the chelek alikam mimah. And thus is a yid. And there's that same instinct. And this is nishakeni minishikos piyu, that there are many different kinds of nishikos. And many nishikos are perfectly, not only they mutter, but they're appropriate. Why? Because it shows the deep and profound sense that I have of its value and of its purpose, and in any case, it's my life. If you speak about kiheim chayenu v'orech yameinu v'hem nege yom v'loila, how could you stay away? The Rambam says when you have this idea of immersing yourself in the Torah, it's not just because you're busy with A, you can't be busy with B, and that protects you. It's because you are madly in love and you are embracing your beloved, and that's good enough. The instinct is exercised. It's an amazing thing.